Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. All right. Hello and welcome to another fantastic, fabulous, of course, epic adventure that is me. I'm My Orgasmic Life. All right, so here's the thing. We are going to talk about today anal, wait for it, bondage. I was going to do a totally different topic, but I think this topic will be more fun. And when I'm done this topic, I can record the topic that I was originally going to talk about, which wasn't going to be as much fun. All right. Anal bondage. So when I put out a call on my FetLife page to all of my, you know, followers, and I was like, hey, what do you want to hear? What do you want me to talk about? You know, it's like, you know, as the listeners, as I always love, I love to hear what topics you want me to cover. So, you know, if you're like, I love listening to you, which is awesome. Thank you. But there's a specific, either a specific aspect of a topic I've already covered that I didn't cover, or something completely I haven't covered yet. And so, you know, reach out to me, and you can reach out to me at Gaia Morissette. My dog is having a moment while I'm recording at the moment. All right, so where was I? Oh, yes. If you have feedback and you have topics that you would like me to cover, you can always send me an email. You can email me at empressgaia@gmail.com, or you can also send me through my form on my website, or you can... those are the best ways to give me feedback. There may be even some spots. No, those are the best way. All right. So let's get into our topic. So anyway, so on FetLife, you can ask me on FetLife or on my loyal fans page. All right. Lots of places to send me a message about topics that you'd like me to cover. So we're talking. So anyways, I sent this out and, you know, somebody was like, I want you to talk about anal bondage. And at first I was like, what the fuck is anal bondage? Not like we can really tie up the asshole. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, actually, with when you have some, you know, you got an anal hook, for example, or different kinds of plugs that you could put in that you could then tie and restrain. Please hold while my annoying dog here found another squeak toy. I've already taken three away from him this morning. Give me this. Stop squeaking. I'm trying to record a podcast. All right. Sorry, audience. It's kind of like having a child. Only... Well, it's kind of like a child, because when I'm done recording this, he's going to daycare. Maybe I should have taken him to daycare and then recorded. Okay, where was I? Oh, anal bondage. So You can do some, I think you can, I've done some fun things over the years of basically once somebody has a either a butt plug that has some eyelets at the end of the butt plug or your anal hook. Anal hooks are great because they stay in place. So, once you get the anal hook in, it's set, it stays. You can tie it to their, attach it to their neck. So that whenever, their collar, so every time they move, they can feel it in their ass. You can, put your anal hook and, attach it to the ceiling. Not that you're hanging anybody from anything, by the way. Just because it says it's a hook, we don't hang anybody from their anus. That's going to destroy their damage, their anus. That's a no-no. Nay, nay, no. So when I say hanging from the ceiling, I mean there is a chain that's attached to their hook that either they're standing or they have their whole body weight, either they're standing or they're kneeling or they're lying down on a surface. So, like on a bench, on a floor. Something that's supporting all of their weight. There's no pressure. There's no pull and there's no pressure on the anus, on the hook. Okay, very important. Safety, safety, safety. I don't want to be like, well, Empress said, no, I did not say that. Super important. All right. So where was I? Okay, so attaching it to the ceiling is also fun. Attaching the hook to a leash is also fun. They can direct them around. You can tie them down and again in the whether you're tying them to the cross or you're tying them to the spanking bench or you're tying them to the floor or the bed or wherever you're tying them, now that there's a hook in there, you can integrate that through either with a carabiner that's attached. I would recommend just for easy release, not tying right into the hook or the butt plug. Especially a butt plug's easier to pull up, pop out if we need to. A hook takes some maneuvering and patience and the right angles. So in case there needs to be a quick release, somebody is, about ready to pass out or there's been an emergency. So I wouldn't tie your rope right into the eyelet of the hook. Okay. What you can do is like have a carabiner or a quick release that you can purchase, all horse supply stores have the quick release so that in the event of emergency the horses can be released in case there's a fire in the barn or whatever. Get that, put that on the hook, and then you can tie the things into the either the carabiner or the quick release or the clamps. Okay. And then again, you can weave it through the process. It can make it so that it, every time they move or every time you move something, it kind of tugs a little bit on the hook. Which again drops into, oh, I have something in my ass, and oh, I'm powerless because I can't really, I don't want to move too much because, this will either fall out or, it'll pull, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to get in trouble. So it's kind of like a fun sort of add-on, to anal play and your bondage experience. By adding something that, is attached to your anus. And again, this whole added on, you can do the same thing with your nipples and you can do the same thing with, the genitals. And, these are all different ways that you can add another layer or another component of, some bondage, into the experience. So let me see. This is pretty quick. It's a pretty quick conversation. Like, not really much you can do. The other piece would be another way of looking at some anal bondage would be, there's some things like speculums and different devices that kind of spread your ass open. And I don't know, some of those devices, you may be able to put some carabiners on there or some quick releases so that you can then tie that down to the thighs to keep the ass cheeks open, with some intricate rope work, with some, strapping, with some chains, all the usuals of, devices that we use for, restraining people. And then you can also use it as part of like, again, it's that next layer. It's like, all right, so my arms are immobile, my legs are immobile. It's like when we add a spreader bar to the situation, it's like now they can't close their legs. You tie their thighs down to something so they can't close their legs. Now you add some, bondage with your anal play. And again, it's like that next level of surrender. It's the next level of intensity. It's the next level of like, I'm out of control. I have no say in what happens right now, which is all consensual. No tying people out up in any capacity, anally or otherwise. Without consent. Right? Even if you're planning on kidnapping them, interrogating them, you must have consent before you do so. Otherwise, it's traumatic and abusive, and we don't support that. Right? Okay. Let me see. Is there anything else? Well, all anal rules apply. So if you're like, well, I don't know what all the anal rules are. Okay. Or pegging rules are, or, butt plugs. Well, then you need to go, either join my BDSM membership program or go find my episodes around anal and pegging. The how-to is in the education component. You can also find some of those educational videos on my Loyal Fans page as well. If you just, want to kind of get in, get out, don't mess my hairdo, and you just want to purchase those instead of the whole membership. But anyways, I've already talked about the ins and outs of all things anal. All right, and so go find those courses, episodes, classes, videos that I talk about all the different things. But here's the short version of it. Okay. You want to go slow. You want to go small. You want to start small. You want to go slow. You want to use lots and lots of lube. And you actually never push things into the anus. You allow the body to just slowly relax, and with some Kegels of like squeezing and then relaxing and like exhaling and just relaxing the whole body, the anus, when it's ready, will pull the toy, the finger, the cock, the dildo, whatever it is that you're wanting to put up the ass, we'll pull it in, because when you push, you could tear. And if you tear, it's called an anal fissure. Anal fissures are not sexy. And once you have an anal fissure and a really bad, if it gets a bad in anal fissure, anal play is off the table for the rest of your life. I know. From my own experience of having an anal fissure, sadly, anal play is off the table for me, which is very sad, on the receiving end of it. I used to love anal. Receiving anal. So you want to be patient. You want to go slow. You do not want to do any damage. You do not want to do any tearing. And this is why we don't hang anybody from the ceiling from their ass. When we're fingering somebody in the ass, we have gloves on so we don't have any nails to catch to do any tearing. We use lots of lube. We go slow. If you think you're going too slow, you're not going slow enough. it's worth the patience of allowing the body to accept your a the ass to accept the implement, the finger, the toy, the dildo, the hook, whatever it is, butt plug, and then it settles. And then it's a good time. And then it's all pleasure and fun and joy, and there's no damage and there's no issues. And you continue to have good solid poops for the rest of your life, and you can continue enjoying the joys of anal exploration and anal play. All right. I think that's it. That's all I had to say. There's not much else. Again, we're not really tying up the ass. We're kind of putting something in and then tying that thing to stuff. Right. Oh, the last little, thing you could do is, add this to some predicament bondage, right? Where, you're tied in a certain way that if you move one way, I would, usually, nipples are great. So, you move one way, it hurts the nipples. If you move the other way, it's tugging too much on your ass. So you have to move back. And so again, nothing too extreme because we don't want to do anything that's going to cause any pain. You want to have zero pain in the anus. Any kind of play, anal play, there needs to be zero pain. Being filled, feeling used, all that kind of stuff's good, but there needs to be zero pain. And if there's pain, there's something gone wrong. Something is going wrong. The thing is too big. The body's not relaxed. You don't have enough lube. So there needs to be no pain in the anus. On the ass cheeks, if you're spanking it, have at her. So, you could add, your anal bondage to, some predicament situations where if they move one way, they move the other, or if they, and they're in a squat position, they have to stay in a squat position. Like, there's a bunch of different things. But again, I would not do too extreme, even in the even in the predicament bondage, because if, they were to fall over or whatever and slip, then we might do some damage, right? So just kind of keep it light, not anything too crazy. Right. Let's see. All right. I think that's it. Happy tying up the assholes. Let's tie up the, people's assholes and not be the asshole that needs to be tied up. I hope you guys find me as entertaining as I do. All right. Till next time, stay kinky, stay curious, and stay horny. And don't forget, if you have any topics that you would like me to cover or aspects of topics that you I've already covered that you would like me to cover, reach out. I show up and I record and I do these episodes for you guys, the listener. So let me know what you need. All right. And remember, oh, last thing, remember that if you want to get some more adult content of me, see more of me, literally, go join my loyal fans page, where all things slutty and sexy and horny live. All right, now I'm leaving. Bye-bye. Mwah. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. Just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience. And I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, You can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.